Today's podcast is brought to you by Mariah Bell Manor Kennel, offering dog boarding, bathing, and daycare in an eco-friendly environment. Our pet care with a personal touch is not just a motto, it's really what we do. Our touch extends to the food without preservatives, quality and natural shampoos, inclusive boarding, and a green living environment. Sounds like I might want to check in. Visit us anytime on our Facebook page, Mariah Bell Manor Kennel, or MariahBellManorKennel.com. Enjoy your program. This is Raishan from Mariah Bell Manor Kennel. Living life tails up is a combination of balance and tail wagging humor, hopefully, that'll make your nose go down and your tails go up and keep you on track. A balanced lifestyle combining what we do every day in the kennel with some humor, some ideas, and some positive happy bubbles shot out there so everybody can have a little happy, positive, and live a little tails up. I'd like to consider talking with dogs, or rather, dogs talking with us. Last week, we talked about those conversations that you can only have with your dogs. You know, those conversations. You'll have to go back and listen to last week. But those conversations the dogs have with us, and we have learned exactly what that dog wants and why they want it, and when their expectation that we will be delivering that to them is right on their schedule and we should comply. Now, I don't know about you, but one of the reasons that I chose to open a dog kennel was sometimes it's just nice to walk in and everybody in the room is so excited to see you. Okay, I'll be honest. It was a side benefit. I really didn't think about that when we opened Mariah Bell Manor Kennel. But it's one of those things when you walk in, everybody's like, you're here. You're going to see us. Oh my gosh. Ooh! And they talk with you, right? But they're all saying something different. If I walk in the kennel about 5:30 in the morning, everybody on staff knows that I have been there because I am either required to answer everybody's request, because their request is mostly the same. Treat, potty, treat, potty, treat, potty, potty, treat. And so if I don't start letting dogs out at 5 in the morning when I go to do a walkthrough, they're going to potty because they've asked. They're awake. And after all, the bladder is king, because once you're awake, how long, honestly, can you last after you wake up without going to potty? You know, it's a thing. The dogs have these conversations with us, whether we want to or not. For example, have you ever seen those dogs that have the eyebrows? Oftentimes, like a Rottweiler comes to mind. They have the eyebrows. Some of the Shepherdy mixes have the eyebrows. Some of the Labs have the eyebrows. But in the Rotties or those German Shepherds, those eyebrows actually have like a brown tint to them on a black dog, or a black tint on a brown dog. And you can see these little eyebrows move up and down. I'm pretty sure they work like human eyebrows. You're doing this in your car or in your listening area, right? You're moving your eyebrows up and down going, yes, why, I can see those eyebrows moving. And as you put the inflection in your voice, the little eyebrows are going. And so when the dog looks at you, they can either have the worried expression and furrow them a little bit, or they have that expectant look on their face and their little eyebrows go up, or they're looking at you kind of sideways with their eyebrows going, you're not getting me the treat right now, are you? So it's what these dogs do. And there was a science experiment. There's a special little muscle the dogs have that actually control that ability to do the eyebrow kind of thing when dogs have those. It's now known that as we humanize our pets more and more, anthropomorphize is actually the word, give them more humanness. So we've moved them in from the doghouse into the house. We're actually selecting dogs, and dogs that receive more attention have these particular little muscles, just a fun aside. But it's the expression. They are communicating with you. The eyes, the ears, cats are famous for this. You know exactly what that cat is thinking about. I know Gus and LP and Goat. We have a cat who's named Goat because she has a goatee. She's a calico. And they will let you know exactly what they are thinking by their body language and their response. Fiona and Fozzie, two little Bichons, are incredibly good at this because of the head tilt. The more you talk, the more their head tilts. And if you say certain words, LJ really gets on this. Try saying treat and everybody's head goes yes, but then try saying peanut butter and everybody else's head goes, oh yes, even the cat gets into peanut butter. Gus thinks it's pretty good. When we have these conversations and we know what the dogs are telling us, how often do you answer? Every now and then we do this. We're doing daycare work. And we will play a version of Simon Says in our day camp program, or red light, green light, yellow light, stop, sit, stay, all those things. And you can tell when the dog is looking at you and going, I have had enough. Or they're looking at you and going, I am trying to do everything that you're asking me to do, but I am not understanding what you're doing. And it's the communication through that body language. It's one of those things that makes the animal world so unique and the human world so human. Humans have language and words that we can use to express certain things. that body language can be giving a very different signal than the words are giving. In the animal world, they're a little more honest, and they're a little more, shall we say, blunt with their body language, because when you say bye-bye and you open that car, they're expecting bye-bye. But when they go over and sit by the car, they are expecting bye-bye, and they have communicated that as much to you as you've communicated with words to them. Body language means so much more in the dog world. Anybody who's been working with animals for a long time can have a trouble understanding people because their body language from a person and the words the person are saying can be totally two very different things. Animals are a little more honest. Go take a look at those eyebrows. Try not saying the words, but use your body language to find out what the dogs are going to be doing and what they think about it. Stay tuned next week because we're going to be talking about what honest body language really means to a dog. Until next week, keep your nose down, your tails up, and between the lines.